You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Well, welcome in everyone to the Gym Class here at KGYM. 4 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here on this Wednesday. Great to have you aboard. Scott Udash with you. Ben on the other side of the glass. Mark Dukes joining me from his home on the southwest side, coming up here in just a couple of moments. Good show coming up for you. It'll be Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. Looking forward to talking golf with you today. Brian Haas from Blue Top Ridge down at the Riverside Casino and Golf Resort will be joining us. We will talk about the world of golf. Olympic golf coming up this weekend in Tokyo, and we'll catch that. We'll talk about the Open Championship and other parts and answer your questions about your game. Well, Brian will. We will not. We'll defer the questions to Brian, and we'll do that coming up here on the program. Lots to get to. Still Olympic news. We've got a new name for the playing surface at Kinnick Stadium and state baseball going on over in two places today, Carroll and in Iowa City. Great to have you aboard. We are presented by DePaco Community Credit Union here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Check them out online. They are at dupaco.com. They do a great job, and we thank them each and every day for helping us out and bringing you the Gym Class program right here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Phone lines available to you as well. As we come your way here on this Wednesday edition of the show, thanks for tuning in. 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. KGYM radio stream, the KGYM mobile app, and your smart speaker as well. As Mark joins me on this very warm and hazy late July afternoon in Eastern Iowa. How you doing?
Doing well, Scott. Good afternoon to you and everyone out there. Looking forward to today's show as I do every day.
But it's even more of a, you know, a nice little bounce in our step when we get to talk golf.
Well, for sure. And we always have interaction from our listeners and looking forward to that as well.
Yep, looking forward to that. Well, also today, we're going to play Last Pair Standing today as well, one more time on our program, as well as the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Your chance to pick up a pair of tickets for a grandstand show at the Iowa State Fair. iowastatefair.org is where you can find tickets for that. And how this works is we still have all four of the grandstand events available. We have a pair of tickets to see either Boys to Men with Belle Biv DuVoe, Beach Boys with Hanson, Sticks with Tesla, or the Doobie Brothers 50th Anniversary Tour. And your chance to win those tickets coming up before 4 o'clock today. Still have, we have all four of the Beach Boys pair of tickets remaining. We have five for Beach Boys, four for Sticks, four for the Doobie Brothers, and three remaining for Boys to Men. So that is the scoreboard right now. So everything is up for grabs today. Whoever our winner is, they can choose from any one of those great grandstand shows at the Iowa State Fair. So can't wait to give that away. Coming up a little bit later on, we'll also have an Emil Sideway scoreboard for you here in just a little bit. Let's start things off at Banks Field in Iowa City. Congratulations to the Marion Indians as it's Marion advancing to the state semifinals for the third straight year as far as the state baseball tournament is concerned. I guess the Indians stay for at least two more days, Mark, before it becomes the Marion Wolves as Marion comes away with a 11-2 victory over ADM today. And a good pitching performance by Bodie Ray, and took advantage of a whole bunch of walks issued by the Tiger pitching staff. And Marion will now take on Central DeWitt as the Sabres knocked out Waverly Shellrock earlier on today. That one was only a five-inning affair. Marion actually was on the verge of ending it early, but ADM came up with a run in the fifth and had to play seven, but the Indians got some... a couple more pitchers in there and did a good job today.
They did indeed. We can get some more scores right now, but play being held at two sites. And I think by all indications, play at Carroll and Duane Banks Field in Iowa City going well, despite the weather. And they adjusted some times to accommodate that. And we'll see if they do the same going forward.
Yep. And we'll see. Not supposed to be quite as warm tomorrow. Although, really, when you're talking 89, I mean, that's still warm, Mark. But it's not, you know, they were forecasting 97 today with heat indices of 105 or whatever the case may be. And thankfully, we haven't gotten quite to that level as of yet. But still, it's tough, especially down at Banks Field. They've got the field turf down there, and the sun tends to radiate off that a little bit more than God's green earth.
It does. I think kids largely are oblivious to it. They've been playing baseball at the youth level, the age group level for many years and variety of conditions. And get the water breaks in, and I think the kids at least are good to go.
Oh, and they're fine. They'll be fine. A little warm, but they'll get through it. And congratulations to Marion. Xavier will play later. Prairie will play tomorrow. We'll let you know about Al Burnett and how they fared coming up on the Emil's Hideaway scoreboard. We'll do that here in just a little bit. 319-366-1600. Text line available, phone line available to you as well as we come your way here in the Wednesday edition of the program. And more on the Olympics, Mark. The news again overnight. This time, I don't think surprising, Simone Biles now pulling out as far as the all-around is concerned, which will be contested overnight tonight and into tomorrow morning. This is where it gets very awkward to talk about as far as times are concerned. But anyway, our tomorrow, there today. Simone Biles is not going to be in it, still citing some mental anguish as far as everything is concerned. And very interesting as far as how the world of sports and really the world itself is kind of taking this, Mark. And I said yesterday on the program that I was going to be very interested to see how NBC handled it throughout the evening. It was interesting, to say the least. And I find it the most interesting, and love to get perspective from people out there at 319-366-1600, that, you know, NBC doing what they can, okay, you know, this is a problem, we need to address it. Very good, I do agree with that. Never once saying that they are probably a big part of the problem, to be brutally honest with you, Mark, because they were the ones that put Simone Biles, basically everything as far as their viewership is concerned, on her shoulders going into the Olympics. And part of the pressure, I think, stems from NBC.
You can make that argument. I think NBC or whatever network that has the games year in and year out for years picks those storylines, whether it's Michael Phelps or whatever, and focuses on them. They've had some great stories about individuals that may not be in the limelight, but listen, Simone Biles has been in the limelight for several years, not only because of gymnastics, because she branched out Dancing with the Stars, commercials, what have you. She herself has kept her name in the spotlight. And I'm not here to judge her decision, because I think it's a very serious situation with her and other athletes who struggle mentally. It's a real thing. We've talked about depression in the past. It's a sort of a silent thing, but a very real thing. NBC, I think social media, Biles to a certain extent herself, are all responsible for this building of pressure. And I don't think it helped that the games got delayed for a year. I mean, Biles is training for a 2020 games. It gets canceled, postponed, pushed back to 2021. Need to recalibrate in that regard. It obviously has taken a toll on her in many respects. And again, I will never judge her for her decision. I think some people find it kind of odd that someone who has been in the sport for this number of years and has ascended to pretty much the highest level in her sport could withdraw at, during the pinnacle of the championships. But these things happen.
Yeah, and doing what's best for her, and I think that's the right thing. But you're right, social networking not helping as well. It's interesting because of the fact, and let's face it, gymnastics, even though I think it's pretty much across the board, the Simone Biles is the most decorated, anyway, gymnast of all time. There's no doubt about that. There have been great gymnasts. I mean, you go back to Mary Lou Retton, Carrie Strug, Nadia Comaneci with the perfect tens, the first athlete to do that as far as the Olympics back in Montreal in 76. But they didn't have to deal with the constant pressure of, okay, you're the best, you're the GOAT. And I agree with you. I think Simone Biles would have been much better off if the Olympics went off last year, but had a whole nother year to just get everything absorbed and to take it in, and the pressure building and the pressure building. Now, let's face it, gymnastics is not leading off SportsCenter every night. To be honest with you, gymnastics, basically, other than the Olympics, is not really, and maybe the World Championships, not really talked about as far as the lexicon of sports is concerned in this country. But that doesn't mean that the pressure is not there. And then you had all the situation, off the mats, if you will, as far as the United States gymnastics team and federation and whatnot is concerned. And I think it all just built and built and built. And you add that to the pressure of everywhere you turn over the last couple of months, you're the face that is shown as far as television, as far as media, as far as print, as far as anything is concerned, is Simone Biles. And I think the pressure just built up and built up and built up, and bang, there it went.
Excellent point on the text line, in my opinion, from 6429. Again, if you'd like to weigh in, it's 319-366-1600. 6429 commenting, one thing people may have forgotten about is that Simone was one of the main people who came forward as victims of Larry Nassar as the face of the sport, and stepping forward to make sure others are not molested didn't help matters either. It would be a lot to handle for a person that is even not in the spotlight.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I think it's an excellent point. I think only recently that Simone Biles started talking about this, and great point, 6429. Thank you.
Yeah. 18 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, continuing on the text line. We're going to get to Brian coming up. We will talk some golf with Caddy Smack on the Gym Class here in just a couple of moments. 0835, no one will know what's going on in one's mind and couldn't imagine the pressure she has to put up with between social media, the scandal, and being the top dog for the USA. And as I kind of summarized a little bit ago, I think that all that together just kind of, it just got to a boiling point. And the top came off in the probably running down for that vault and in midair, who knows, and just, said, I can't do this anymore. Now, no one knows what's going to happen. She will not be in the all-around, but has not made a decision yet as far as individual events are concerned. I believe that comes up next week as far as the Olympics are concerned. So we'll have to wait and see. And see what's best for her. And she's got enough advisors. She's got teammates. She's got coaches down there that they will do the right thing. And if she just needs to get out of Tokyo, then she'll get out of Tokyo. If she needs to stay, she'll do the right thing and stay right there, according to her and others around her.
Bottom line is there's no cookie cutter approach to handling mental issues. And if there was, I think, you know, all athletes would benefit, but that's just not the case. Everybody's different. Everybody has various things rolling around in their head, and people have different ways of handling it. Poll question today at KGYMRadio.com sort of has to do with the subject, sort of doesn't, depending on your viewpoint. It's brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement, thanks to Steve Anderson and his team in Iowa City. Has this been a disappointing Olympics so far for the United States? Yes or no? You can vote at KGYMRadio.com. It's not been a great one.
But they're ahead in the medal count.
Yeah, U.S. leads the medal count by 4 over China as we speak. And I would guess that United States will win that medal count. And that's what a lot of folks judge the Olympics on. But yeah, there have been disappointments from the men's basketball team, the United States women's soccer team, a little bit in swimming, although swimming has had a lot of success. Women's 3-on-3 basketball on its debut, the United States wins the gold. Not disappointing. It's been a mixed bag, I would say.
Maybe the high profile sports, yes. But as a whole, I don't think it's been it's been right there. It's been okay. It's not been great. It's not been bad. There's plenty of Olympics left to go. Track and field has not even gotten into the stadium as of yet. That will always go well for the Americans. Swimming is not done yet. The Americans will do fine. And maybe it's a good idea and a good thing to see some of the sports that the United States has not performed perfectly well coming and stepping forward. I think that's good to see. Hey, those athletes need the support as well as the guys making $900 gajillion dollars on the NBA floor that are playing out there right now. Men's basketball did defeat Iran today.
There is that, right?
Yes.
They're on the rebound.
On the rebound. They're ready to go. 319-366-1600. Maybe this is what they needed to get going. We've got some afternoon baseball. We've got state baseball going on. We got Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. If you want to keep weighing in on your thoughts, and we'll get to a couple more here about Simone Biles, etc. Love to hear from you at 319-366-1600. But we need to get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update here at 322. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They are right across from Lindale Mall, and they are behind Taco John's. And we got a lot to talk about, Mark.
Yeah, to complete our summary of the state baseball tournament going on, Al Burnett has been eliminated in the semifinals by Council Bluffs St. Albert, dropping a 10-0 10-0 five-inning decision in Class 1A. Earlier, Lansing Key and Remsen St. Mary's got together, and Key came away with a 5-3 nine-inning victory. As you mentioned, Xavier coming up 6 o'clock against MOC Floyd Valley, as you know, Scott, Maurice Horn City, Floyd Valley.
We knew that.
In Major League Baseball, one final in the books, Cleveland has defeated the St. Louis Cardinals 7-2. It's a slugfest in Minneapolis. Detroit jumped out to a 10-0 lead. The Twins rallied to make it 10-6. It's now 13-7 Detroit. In the bottom of the eighth, the Twins have left the bases loaded 3 times. But, I'm watching.
Who's counting? Who's counting, though, right?
Middle of the sixth, Toronto leading Boston 4-1. Bottom of the second, Houston on top of Seattle. Just underway, scoreless. I'm sorry, Oakland up 1-0 on San Diego in the first inning. And, Scott, I believe we have the Red Sox and Blue Jays tonight on KGYM. Is that right?
Correct. 6 o'clock coming up tonight on all of our frequencies with a 6:10 first pitch for that one from ESPN Radio. Tomorrow night, the NBA draft, all of our frequencies as well, and that starts at 6 o'clock. Did you see the home run Eloy Jimenez hit yesterday?
I did indeed. It was a thing of beauty, as I maybe more beautiful for you than me, but I'm sure it's glad that you're glad to have him back. And as I'm Lansing Key, I mentioned that. Have you ever been to that field in Lansing?
Yes.
It's a really cool place. It's just, you can see the Mississippi River from there. Quaint. Just down the hill from Melty's Bar. How I would know that. No idea. It's really a cool place.
Yeah, and good to see them back in the state championship game. It's been 10 years since Key High has been to, and they were the, you know, for a while it was Key in Norway.
Yep.
Owning 1A base, and also Bancroft St. John's. And Key is the only one of those three that is left. And it's been 10 years. Coach Schultz was tremendous up there with the Key Hawks. And they are back. They're going to take on St. Albert. That will be a tough cookie right there, but we'll see. And then Marion will get Central DeWitt. Xavier in action in 3A coming up. Wallert later on. And then tomorrow, Prairie in action down in Iowa City as well. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. We're going to get to some golf talk here in just a little bit. Yes, 9049 MLB has had these issues as well and seems to be respecting it. Very much so. That is the case as far as mental health issues are concerned. We're going to take a break. As we go to break, going to give you an opportunity. We're going to go ahead and give you an opportunity with last pair standing to win some tickets to one of the four grandstand shows at the Iowa State Fair. Boys to Men, the Beach Boys, Styx, or the Doobie Brothers. And we're going to take caller number 6 right now with Ben at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. If you've been a winner over the last 30 days, please do not call in. Otherwise, you are eligible. And if you are caller number 6, Ben will get your information, and he will ask that $64,000 question of which show you want to see, and we'll let you know the show our winner will select when we come back. And then Brian Haas will join us for Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. Stay tuned. More to come after this.
This time of year is one of the deadliest due to drunk driving crashes. This year, we hope you enjoy spending time celebrating with family and friends. Just remember, buzz driving is drunk driving. If you're going to drink, plan another way home before the celebration begins and encourage your friends and family to do the same. Even one too many drinks increases the risk of a crash while driving. Be responsible and make a commitment to driving sober. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
Score a major payday with BetMGM. It's the best time to sign up for the King of Sportsbooks because they're giving new customers a shot at an easy $100. Register using code HANSON100, HANSON100, and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 moneyline wager on the Yankees or Rays, and if either team hits a home run, you win, regardless of your bet's outcome. Whether you're raising the stakes on summer baseball or wagering on your favorite soccer team, BetMGM is always ready for action. Enjoy innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code HANSON100 to win $100 when you bet $1 on the Yankees or Rays and either team hits a home run. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. New customer offer paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older. Iowa only. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Caddy Smack in the Gym Class coming up. Shane, congratulations. He is our winner, the latest in last pair standing. And we are over the halfway mark in Boys to Men as he is going to go see Boys to Men with Belle Biv DeVoe on August the 15th at the Iowa State Fair. We'll talk some golf when we come back.
When you twin together, you have fun together. Come see your Minnesota Twins at Target Field with your family and friends all summer long. Feel the warmth, enjoy the food, and cheer on the Twins, all from under the bright lights.
To swing a line drive into left field and deep. Back it goes! Ball game! What a game today!
Target Field's back to full capacity, so grab your tickets at twinsbaseball.com/tickets and share your experience on Instagram. We'll see you at the game.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
We're in this together, and we will get through this together. The vaccines are tested effective and needed.
Welcome to the clinic. Which arm?
Get your COVID-19 vaccine so we can do this. And this. And this.
We are now boarding flight.
Together again, because we got through it together.
This message, sponsored by the Helmsley Charitable Trust, aired with the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Again, congratulations going out to Shane, latest winner in the last pair standing. Ticket giveaway, and he picks Boys to Men. We only have two more pairs of tickets to Boys to Men, and that's the early favorite to go out on top first and have all five of those pair of tickets taken off the board. Some great shows, though, right there. By the way, Mark, don't know if you saw this. Condolences to one of the great bands of yesteryear. Well, they're still there. They're still touring. They're still out there. But Dusty Hill, the bassist for ZZ Top, we found out, passed away overnight. That is a shame. ZZ Top is amazing.
Seen them a couple, three times, and I believe they have a show scheduled in Cedar Rapids coming up in a few weeks. Not sure how that will be affected, but always enjoyed ZZ Top, and sorry to hear the news. And I must say, I did some research on Belle Biv DeVoe, Scott.
Yes.
I owed it to myself. I didn't know if this is an individual or group or what. As you know, it's a group. Ricky Bell, Michael Bivens, and Ronnie DeVoe.
Belle Biv DeVoe.
I feel so good about myself now.
There you go. A guy
Brian
who
Brian Haas probably knows Belle Biv DeVoe.
That's right. I was just going to say, a guy that knows that it's a group, Belle Biv DeVoe. Brian Haas joining us.
I'm definitely an 80s kid. I do know that name.
I had no doubt, Brian. I was never in doubt that you did not know all the background of Belle Biv DeVoe.
Yes, that's bringing up some memories for sure from the 80s.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Brian joining us here on the gym class on KGYM. 319-366-1600 if you have a question for Brian about your particular golf game as we get into the final days of the month of July and get into August. And that's first and foremost out there. If you have a question, just go ahead and pass that along on the text line at 319-366-1600. And yeah, we got a couple tributes here. 27-23, so fortunate to have seen them up at Manchester. They were at the West Delaware County Fair just a couple of weeks ago. And 96-63 commenting that Dusty was sitting down the whole time. He just had a hip situation as well, and they helped him off the stage after the concert was over. But in their day, man, ZZ Top with the fuzzy guitars. And, you know, the guitar that would spin, that was some good stuff. I know you remember that,
Brian. That's what I remember. I remember the guitar that spun on his belt buckle.
Yes, that was good stuff. You don't get that every day. But condolences to all those gentlemen with ZZ Top and everybody around that. All right, golf now. At 3:33, as Caddy Smack in the gym class comes your way. Since the last visit, we've got an open. We got a champion golfer of the year, Brian, and congratulations to Colin Morikawa, who wins his second. He's batting 250 right now. He's 2 for 8. that's pretty good Major League Baseball money right there. If you can go 2 for 8 on the diamond, but 2 for 8 in majors early in your career is pretty darn impressive.
Yeah, that puts him in a good spot and puts him in a place where not very many golfers have been. And when you look at the who's who of who's playing in today, you know, not many have done that. So it's he's in a rare few names in that group.
Got the Olympics coming up, I believe, starting in just a short period of time over there in Tokyo. And we've had some unfortunate news with John Rahm and Bryson DeChambeau. But this is very interesting. But I don't know about you, Brian. I'd like to see this as a team event as well. How about you?
I can't decide on that. You know, we have the Ryder Cup, which is a team event, and I kind of like the idea of the individual event as well. At the same time, the hard part about the team event is, well, especially right now with COVID, you could lose your team to COVID or lose right. enough players that you wouldn't have a team. So I think the individual right now is actually probably the best way to do it. But I think the Ryder Cup is that team event that we're all looking for, and I'd maybe leave it alone as an individual event.
Well, the other thing is it would take a long time to play that thing. It would take the entire run of the Olympics to do that, and the European Tour, the Asian Pacific Tour, and especially the PGA Tour are not going to allow 3 weeks off in the middle of the season.
Yeah, I agree with that. They could run it very similar to like an NCAA championship where you play a team event and then you move into match play. So that would be another way to do it as a team event, the same way the colleges play it.
Sure.
Brian, I know you participated in the Iowa Senior PGA Championships in Muscatine. And having followed that, you were right there on the cusp of at least being an alternate. How'd that experience go?
I was close, yeah. It was more me and not understanding the golf course as well as I should. There's one particular hole in my mind anyway that cost me three shots, and I just never played the hole properly, and I probably needed to get over there. And that shows you the importance of visiting golf courses, you know, before you try to play in anything too serious, because that was definitely a course that I needed more knowledge on. And I really struggled more with that back nine, and really couldn't put myself in good places where I really need to go out and practice and hit multiple balls off that tee box to find out where's the right place to lay this ball to get myself in a position to be successful on that hole. So yeah, some of that was my preparation, and some of, you know, my work got in the way, and so I didn't get a chance to get over it and play it before the event began.
Well, and that's a very good point, I think, as far as preparation is concerned and getting ready for an event like that. And, you know, if the tournament course is near you and it's available to you, best thing to do is just to go over and see it, like you said, and just to check it out. And there are two ways to go about that. I think one way is much better than the other way, and that is, okay, where do I want to hit it on this hole, not the where do I – do not want to hit it on this hole, but we can talk about
it. Yeah, definitely. This particular hole had a creek that ran down the left side and a tree in the middle of the fairway, and it's just a unique hole. There's nothing wrong with the hole. I wouldn't blow it up or anything like that. It's just I hadn't played it enough times to really know what to hit off the tee. Hole 10 was another hole like that that I just needed a little more experimentation time, and because the two times I played hole 10, I never put myself in a good place, and I hit both balls well. And the same thing on 12 with the creek and the tree. I hit both drives very well off the tee. They just weren't in the right place. They were where I was looking. It just where I was looking wasn't the right place to go. And so it was just time on the golf course. The golf course was in great shape. It was beautiful. They should be very proud of their golf course. And Muscatine, it was Geneva Country Club, and again, the superintendent did a great job, and that membership should be very proud of their course. It was beautiful.
A medalist in that event was Jeff Schmidt, who's a Cedar Rapids Kennedy graduate, very successful in his golf career. I'm sure you played with him before, Brian, but he had an excellent tournament, obviously.
He did, yeah. He's been playing very well and playing in a lot of our national events through the PGA, so the Senior PGA Championship and then also the regular PGA as well. So he's competing as a non-senior at a very high level as well. So, yes, Jeff is playing really well. He knew that golf course, and obviously by how many shots that he won the event guy. He knew the golf course pretty well. He kept his ball where it needed to be, you know, both days.
Doing a great job. Former assistant golf coach at Iowa, too, by the way.
Yes, yeah, and a Hawkeye. He was a Hawkeye previously as well.
Yeah. Brian Haas joining us here on Caddy Smack on the Gym Class, the Wednesday edition of the show here at 3:39. And speaking of former Hawkeyes, good showings lately as far as former Hawkeyes are concerned. Vince India has been playing particularly well, and good to see his name up there in some of the events that he is playing in.
Yes, yeah, Vince is doing a great job and hanging right in there. It's I don't know how many years it's been that he's been out of school, but to keep hanging on that long and being able to play at that level, it takes a lot of backing. It's very expensive, and he's doing a great job hanging in there. So of all the Hawkeyes, I wouldn't say he's the most successful, but he is sure very successful and doing well at hanging on in the Korn Ferry Tour.
Brian, I wonder if you talk a little bit about hitting shots out of the rough. And there's a variety of those. It could be you'd have to hit a hybrid. It could be an 80-yard shot. Could be different thicknesses of rough. Could be a good lie. Could be a bad lie. A lot of variables, I understand. But your thought process in hitting balls out of the rough, do you often take an extra club? Talk us through that.
Sure, absolutely. So the first thing you have to do is evaluate your lie. I see that a lot with amateurs. They don't evaluate the lie, and they go for the club that they think is going to get them to the green for the yardage that they have at hand. And sometimes that can go farther if the ball is sitting up in the rough and you catch a flyer. So you can plan for that. And vice versa, the ball that's sitting down and it's much thicker and you don't realize how much grass is between the club face and the ball, and that ball won't get to the target at the distance that you were hoping that it would go. So the first thing is, most important thing is try to evaluate your lie the best you can to see what type of lie you have. You can also get kind of a standard lie that you would maybe have in a fairway that it'll fly the distance of the club that you think it'll go. That's kind of hard to explain, but so again, first evaluate that lie and determine that a ball that's sitting up in the rough will typically fly. It won't spin, so it will go farther than you think it will. And then you have that medium ball that's kind of sitting in there a little bit, and you can catch the face under the ball. That will go the distance of the club that you chose. And then the one that's sitting down, and you can see that there's going to be some grass, you know, between you and the golf ball, that ball is not going to get there and it won't spin. So a couple of things will happen with that. It'll come out much lower and it'll bounce quite a bit on the fairway or whatever you're aiming toward and will release quite a bit. So sometimes you have to plan for a little more club and a little more bounce out at the same time because it won't carry. And so those are kind of three basic things that each player should really look for. And I think most importantly is really just evaluating the lie and trying to make your best estimate of what that ball might do as it comes out.
No remedy out of your no mode, Brian.
Yes, yeah, the no mode is a little bit tougher yet. Now you're looking at the possibility of the hosel getting wrapped up in prairie grass, and those you have to kind of fight from going left for a right-handed player. The deeper the grass is, the more it can wrap around your hosel, and that ball will typically come out left.
Speaking of that, Brian, and just from personal experience, and this past weekend we had our Crandic Tournament of Champions down at Finkbein, which is also in great shape, by the way. Thick, rough. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
My problem when I get into rough, and I'm sure this is the same way with a lot of people, I tend to hit high on the face of the club. For some reason, I don't know if it's the steepness of the attack angle or what have you, but it seems that I always, usually 90% of the time, do not get the distance that I normally would, and I look down at the club and I can see that I hit it, you know, way up high as far as the club face. And there's no simple remedy, I'm sure, for that, but maybe it's just a mental thing to think about before you climb into the rough.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And again, it's that evaluation piece of it that has to happen, and balls can fly up, you know, just the same, and it's just how that ball sits down in.
On that text line, Brian, your friend Kyle from Randy says hello, and he recently made a quarter-inch adjustment on his grip, and it greatly improved his game. Can you talk about grip and how important that is?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. So your grip is your steering wheel for sure, and just a little bit of movement. So most players, that the average player, they're fighting a slice ball or a cut ball, and the ball's moving left to right. When a ball has movement and you see any kind of a circular, semi C-shaped movement, that is typically always grip. And so little movements and less than quarter inch increments will change that. Just in simple terms, a fairly square position with your hands on the club would be, for a right-handed player, if the V between their thumb and their pointer finger is going down the middle of the shaft, that's a pretty neutral position, maybe just slightly strong. And then their right hand V between their thumb and their pointer finger, that kind of webbing area, that should be pointing up toward the seam of their shirt of their right shoulder. So simply, your left hand V is down the center of the grip, and your right hand V is pointing at your right seam of your shoulder. And that should be fairly neutral to slightly strong. And that's a good starting point. So as your left hand works onto the top of the club, that gets stronger, the ball will go further left. And as your left hand works under the grip and more to the left, that is weaker, and the ball will go further right. And it's backwards. It's the opposite of what most people feel and think, and why the game is so difficult, because the game is really backwards, and up is down. So when you swing up at a ball, the ball goes down, and when you swing down at a ball, the ball goes up. And the golf grip is no different. It's everything seems reversed.
That's what makes it such a fun game.
Yeah, it is a hard game. Yeah, it's definitely very difficult.
As our friend Rick Swann, that you tell him so many times, the most important thing, PGA, posture, grip, alignment. So there you go.
Yes, it always goes back to the simple aspects of those. And if you can get your grip right, you will start swinging at the target, because the same way as you started swinging left to make the ball stop going right, you'll make those adjustments. So if you can get your grip down first, you'll start aligning more properly as well.
One more on the text line here, Brian, before we get to a short break here. 0112, should you choke down an inch on the club in the rough?
You can. It's going to give you more control. Length of your club has some distance changes, you know, not a lot. You need to really choke down a lot for it to change how far you're going to hit it. Obviously, the shorter the club is, the easier it is to get the club on the ball, because your angle is going to be sharper. So it's not a bad idea. You will contact the ball more solidly, most likely, because you shorten the club, and you'll be able to make a steeper attack angle at it with a shorter club.
All right, there you go. We're going to have more golf talk with Brian Haas. It's Caddy Smack on the Gym Class for this Wednesday, coming your way right here on KGYM, and we will get to that here in just a moment. I want to remind you, the gym has partnered with Fairfax State Savings Bank to bring you KGYM's Community MVP. If your organization has a charity or a fundraising event coming up, we want to help you get the word out. So please submit your information at least 60 days prior to the event. More information is available at KGYMradio.com. Quick break. We'll come back with more Caddy Smack after this here on KGYM.
I learned long ago, if you've got the right tools and a little know-how, you can do it yourself. And no wall of mine's going to get some dime a dozen paint. Pittsburgh Paints and Stains. Premium performance from its smooth application to that tough, washable one-coat finish. It exceeds expectations of what makes great paint. Pittsburgh Paints and Stains. Available exclusively at Menards.
Say cheese, Iowa. Medicaid members can now choose MCNA as their dental plan and get access to high-quality dental care for a healthy smile. MCNA Dental's Smile Tour is on our way to your town. Stop by and dance with the Tooth Fairy. Get free summer gear and treats and learn about the importance of a healthy lifestyle for good oral health. Visit us Tuesday, August 3rd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Quick Star, 1001 Blair's Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids. It's time to smile, so take a selfie and use the hashtag SayCheeseIA for a chance to win great prizes for your family. No purchase necessary to win. Some restrictions apply. Visit MCNAIA.net for details.
We got baseball coming up tonight for you at 6 o'clock, all of our frequencies, Boston and Toronto from ESPN. Great to have you aboard. It is Caddy Smack on the Gym Class here in KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you, Ben on the other side of the glass. Brian Haas joining us, our resident pro from down at Blue Top Ridge at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort, and we talk golf here, and your questions are welcome at 319-366-1600 on the text line, or you can just pick up the phone and call at 319-366-1600 as well. Brian, not maybe so much with you folks and folks that have watering systems or whatnot, but there are a lot of golf professionals around our neck of the woods that unfortunately do not. They rely on Mother Nature, and man alive, we need rain in big, big letters right now.
Yeah, it's obviously we have our own wells and a really great system. So the golf course here for the Iowa Open is looking good. It's firming up and it will be firming fast. We've been a little bit careful because of the heat, and that also brings disease. So you also have to be very careful about too much rain when you have this much heat. Even natural rain will cause disease when you mix water and heat together. So we have to be very careful how much we're using and just use it sparingly so that we don't create disease. But yeah, it's kind of this time of year is a tough time of year for superintendents. It's a really fine line between needing rain and not wanting too much rain when we have this heat. But the 80-degree weather is right around the corner this weekend, and we just got to get through these next couple of days in the low 90s and the golf courses should take a big sigh of relief.
Yeah, you will host the 88th Iowa Open this weekend, beginning Friday, Brian. Talk about the field. Do you have a full field? And what should people expect down there at Blue Top Ridge?
We do. We have a full field. And the field has, I think, a 13-person waiting list. So very exciting for the Iowa Open that it is strong and players want to come play at our resort. Mike Nelson, our golf course superintendent, has the golf course in great condition. As I said, he's being a little bit careful with the heat right now, but I know he's got things the way he likes them for the event, and he'll start speeding things up starting tomorrow through the weekend as we keep playing. So I would imagine from when we played men's league last night, which seems kind of almost silly compared to what Iowa Open will be. But I'm sure we're a foot faster today and we'll be another foot faster tomorrow and so forth as he prepares the golf course for this Iowa Open Championship.
Yeah, what do you what is his goal as far as on the stimp to have the greens running at?
Yeah, last year I would tell you we were probably at 12 or 13, and I think his goal really is probably a lot closer to 11 or 12, and that's probably where he's trying to settle in. Last year the conditions were just so good that he couldn't stop them from getting any faster, but they were very fair even when they were at that speed. Which when you start getting into 13, you're starting to talk about Augusta speeds and how smooth they are. They almost don't even look real when they're that tight.
Crazy. And you picking up the sticks? You're going to be in the event?
Yes, I am playing in the senior division again this year, and excited to get out there and get some competition on my golf course that I know very well.
Yeah, I got to check the Elite Sportsbook for the odds on you, Brian.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm positive they probably got those down, not very good odds.
Oh, it'll be good. And it's a good field, too, and it's not only you know, around here, but it's all over the place as far as the Iowa Open is concerned.
Yeah, I didn't count up the number of states, but we typically get into 15 to 20 states where players are coming from. So we're excited about that. We like getting them in town, let them see our facilities, and then hopefully one of the Iowans will have a shot at it this year.
Hoping that indeed. And this kind of the Iowa Open kind of at the end of July, first part of August, kind of starts to signal maybe the end of the big time events. But there's always still a few more. And then the next week, of course, I know this weekend as well, the Iowa City City Am is taking place. And then the following weekend, the Cedar Rapids City Am will take place.
So right.
We got big, still
all those
a couple
events
bigs.
Have to kind of come into this time frame so that school gets going here in August. So each of these events are kind of I hate to say that they signal the end of the golf season, but they kind of signal the end of summer a little bit, even with August right around the corner and school starting back up.
And then you'll start to see the high school kids get out there.
Yes, that's exciting, and we always enjoy that part. The bigger schools, the 4A schools, play fall golf, and those kids have had a nice summer of competition without COVID, and so it'll be really exciting to see them back out on the golf course again this year.
Is it good to water ski in a day you play golf, Brian?
Sometimes I do. I skied this morning, and I don't play until noon on Friday, so I started thinking about that already. It's funny you bring that up, because that's my daily exercise, and I do that all the time, and I feel like I shouldn't change my exercise regimen, and just because of it's the Iowa Open, so I probably will ski Friday morning before I come to work.
There you go. No, go ahead, Mark.
No, how about that? Yeah.
Well, I was gonna ask, since you are the host pro, do you get a chance to, set your own tee times as when, or at least have a strong influence of when you tee off?
Yeah, I don't. I'm put in the pool just like everybody else, and my times are my times. I think they keep me closer to late than early so that I am finished before the cut, so I can help bring in and be around the scoring area and that for any things that we might need golf course wise or any changes as we head into Sunday's round. And then, depending on how I play and where the cut line is, my tee time is truly just related on Sunday as to how I played.
Yeah. Are you going to tip it out for the pros or close to it?
Yeah, one of the neat things that we've done for the Iowa Open here is we've made it very Augusta-like. We've played the same pins each year, each day, and are very similar anyway. And so almost like Augusta, on day one, you kind of expect these pins, and this is how the golf course is going to play, and then day two and then day three. And on 18, that pin's going to be down left in that back corner on 18. Some of those fun little things. And on, I think it was I can't remember if it was day one or two, but it's top left on 16. Some of those fun little spots, they're fair places. They're just hard to get to. And, so I love that we do that. It's been the same pin since we've started hosting the Iowa Open. And then lengthwise, what I really like what the PGA does is, they look at the conditions that we're in, and then they lengthen or shorten the golf course as needed by conditions. So if we're playing firm and fast and we don't have a lot of wind conditions, they'll let it rip out there at 7,500 yards. And if it's very windy, they will start looking at into the wind, downwind, and starting to lengthen and shorten holes as need be.
Well, enjoy playing. I will not be at 7,500 yards at any time soon. So they can have that out there. But best of luck, and enjoy the weekend, Brian, with the Iowa Open. I know you guys will do a great job, and always good talking with you. And we'll talk again on Caddy Smack in a couple weeks.
That sounds great. Thanks, guys, and have a great day.
Yep, you too. Brian Haas, professional down at Blue Top Ridge at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort, our lead pro here on Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. Coming up tomorrow, RJ Anderson to talk Major League Baseball. Justin Webster is going to talk local racing with us coming up tomorrow as well here on the program. Look forward to that. Twins score quickly, Mark.
It is now 16-12 after the Twins closed within 13-12.
A late field goal helping out the Lions a little bit at that time. We've got baseball at 6 o'clock tonight with Toronto and Boston. Another pair of tickets with last pair standing coming up to be given away during the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Mark, have a good night. Talk to you tomorrow.
You as well. Talk to you then.
You've been listening to The Gym Class right here on KGYM.
This is KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM and 102.3 FM. KGYM Sports Radio. The Gym.
This is Sports.